Just think how long you've lived in this life, and how long you will be living in your grave, and how long is Judgment Day, and how long you will be living there eternally in heaven or hell. That's it. Very simple. So, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, how long have they been in the grave? At least over 1400 years ago. And how long will they stay in there? Allahu a'lam. How long do you think the average of the ummah will live? Well, the hadith says between 60 and 70. Okay, well, how long is Judgment Day? Well, it's 50,000 years. And how long is the every day after that they're in heaven or hell? It's equivalent to 1,000 years, according to the Quran. And how long will you live therein? Well, it's infinity. So do the math. Infinity, divide any number into infinity, will equal zero. Did you now get the number of the dunya? It simply means zero. A smart intellectual individual would invest into a zero, you will get nothing back. But if you invest in the hereafter, you'll give everything back and more. So why are we doing the exact opposite, brothers and sisters? And that's why the scholars will tell you, why do we hate that so much? Well, the hadith says, it says because you're al-wahan. You know what wahan is? حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةِ الْمَوْتِ. That's why we're in the state we're in. We love the dunya and we abhor death. So he says, why is it then? Do we hate the death so much? He says, لَأَنَّكُمْ عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَبْتُمْ أُخْرَاكُمْ وَلَا يُرِيدُ أَحَدْ أَنْ يَتْرُكَ الْعَمَارِ إِلَى الْخَرَابِ. Because we invested everything in the dunya. And we've invested nothing in the hereafter, which means we abandon it. So no one wants to leave the dwellings where you live there in the inhabited areas and go to the abandoned areas. Do you get the idea? That's really as that simple for today. So invest wisely. If I give you a room, say this is your temporary office, will you paint it with the best? Will you put molding? Will you put the best carpet? Will you get the best office? Will you get everything in there? It's a temporary office, man. Just gonna go and do your thing and go. That's exactly what life is about. But if I tell you this is your permanent home, how will you do? You'll get the best of everything. Isn't that right, Jake? Okay. Well, let's do the best of everything for the hereafter and leave what is temporary that we're not gonna take with you. Yes? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us intellectual enough to know the truth about the dunya and know the truth about the hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon Brother Muhammad and accept his good deeds and expiate otherwise. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell, and give him the ability to be able to answer the questions in the grave. Who's your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is the man that was sent upon you? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to resurrect him on pulpits of light with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for him to intercede and grant him the highest level of firdaus al-a'la to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah in the way of His Majesty. Ameen. Wa akhtawan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. He's the closest person.